parcel of land just down from the house.
We spend most of our time discussing how to maintain the graveyard, cutting the lawn, trimming the trees, helping with new burials. I mean, we're frankly a relatively boring city organization.
See if we can find the Trotsdorf family.
We have a row there right along the fence.
Lucian Truscott the Fourth is a writer and also a member of the Cello Association.
My brother's buried there. My great aunts and great grandparents and great uncles and so forth. And one day, I guess, I'll be buried there.
There's ample space to bring more people here to
rest. I hope not too soon.
Now, one thing about this grave
is another peachy.
Penny's descendants are not buried here.
No one pays very much attention to the graveyard.
Mommy, can I see some of that?
Journal Nature published a one-page article about Jefferson Pollock's slave's last trial. It showed through DNA evidence that it was highly likely that Thomas Jefferson was indeed the father of Esther. Sally's youngest son, born when the young widow Jefferson was 65.
When that DNA evidence came out, that was when the Oprah show called and said, you know what you and the family
are going to
do.
The slave Sally Hemings and Thomas Jefferson, so their second youngest son, Madison Hemings.
Come on out. Shay knew about her tie to Jefferson through an old family story.
And my mother would talk about all the time her great-grandmother, they call her Grandma Spears. And she said Grandma Spears looked like a little shriveled up white lady.
Got so it. No one questioned who Grandma Spears was. They knew her life.
And it's time to stop testing all that stuff and just open up the Monticello Association and open up...
First thing I hear about this group is that they take care of the cemetery and they don't like us.
And this is all about blood and land.
Mm-hmm. I asked Lucian at one of those breaks, I said, well, what are you going to do from here?
And I thought, well, that's a good question. And I thought, well, how about everybody go to the Monticello
family? You go with us to the Monticello Association meeting in May.
I'm not from the family.
Well.
Sure, the Oprah show brought together but it also set up a there were reporters there from all over the world.
If Jeffersons and the Hemings could get along, wouldn't that make a good example to start healing race relations in this country? Oh, that just that sounds wonderful. It really, really does. But we have
and I'm Noah.
Are you all done?
And I want my bread.
Before we got our dessert,
well, finish your peach first.
It was purely to try to make a distinction between a social gathering and the start of a business meeting.
I was really disgusted that someone would invite me to something and then turn around and act like I pranked their party.
I think the Hemings had the impression that they were going to simply bulldoze their way into the Monticello Association without any resistance whatsoever.
This is giant.